Amen. Amen. We greet you all in the name of Jesus. Now, I am compelled by the Holy Spirit to do something special this morning. So now each one of you are going to start to speak to yourself. And you're going to use some statements to yourself. First of all, I want you to use your right hand and clap yourself on your heart on the left side. If you don't know where it is, it's right here. And you say this to your heart, I am precious.
I am precious.
And I am important.
I am important.
And I am loved by living God.
I am accepted by living God.
There is nothing wrong with me.
Because I am in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So do you know what you are? I am precious. And I am priceless. I'm so precious. And you are so precious. That God was willing to sacrifice his son for your salvation. And God was willing to be in Christ and crucify himself so that you and I may live life that is worth living. None of you are any outcast anymore. Absolutely not. We are all one in Jesus Christ. We belong to this global body of Jesus Christ, the temple, the holy temple, that God has promised that the latter temple, temple's glory is going to be greater than the first one. Amen. So get ready for good times. Get ready for more of God's glory upon your life, and get ready to be obedient. It's very important to hear the word of God, but it is as important, if not even more important, for us to obey what the Lord speaks to us. And you know, the Lord usually speaks to us things that we don't want to hear. And that's why we forgot them so easily. Because it's unpleasant, it's challenging, and he seems to have a tendency to stretch us all the time. He's never satisfied of our level of faith. He's never satisfied of the presence of the glory upon us, because he wants to fill us overflowing. Amen? And that overflow is mean to become something, and it is something that is in will come out from us and is so packed with God's presence that it will start to influence our neighborhood, our neighbors, our families, our extended family. They start to see Jesus in us. Now this morning, I will share you something, what is happening in a house of Buddha. And when I say this, my target is to share what God is doing in these countries where Buddhism is the religion, and people are worshiping Buddha as their God, as their Lord. And because in China, we believe that Buddha is not the Lord. Amen. That was a good amen right there. And we also believe that none of the millions of Hindu gods is the Lord. The Lord. Amen. And we also believe that Muhammad is not the Lord. None of these images and idols
are the Lord, because there is only one Lord, and we have privilege to know him, and his name is what?
Jesus.
Amen. Jesus is the Lord. And that's why we want every person who lives on the in this world to know that there is only one Lord, and his name is Jesus Christ. There's only one God who was so great and so superior that he was willing to die for our sins. And through that process, he has prepared salvation for our sins, deliverance from our sins. There's only Jesus. There is Jesus and nothing else. Amen. And I really want you to be as excited about Jesus as the Chinese believers are. Jesus is everything for them. And they would do everything to obey everything Jesus have told them, so that they one day may hear, like the brothers were sharing earlier, "You good and faithful servant." Your level of goodness, your level of faithfulness is always measures how much of Jesus is in you and is coming from your life to the world. The people do not see Jesus unless we show them Jesus. Amen? This is as simple as it is. God has not anymore going to send Jesus in any other shape as than you and I. We are called to be little Jesuses wherever we are, extraying Jesus to everybody. Now, this is the story about the gospel starting to touch the center of the presence of Buddhism goes like this. Now, you know that up in Himalaya, the presence of Buddhism is very, very strong. I remember first time going to Lhasa, Tibet, which is the very epicenter of Buddhism. Potala Palace, Potala Temple, which is on the mountainside just outskirt of Lhasa, Tibet, the capital of Tibet. That is the place where most of the Lamas, Dalai Lamas, has been educated, and they come out from that institution. And the presence of darkness is so strong in Tibet because of this one simple reason. There are so many thousands and tens of thousands of people who are worshiping Buddha 24/7 every day. And I don't know if you have heard this, but every elderly Buddhist person, no matter where they are, they have a dream and a vision about their last days on the earth. They want to please Buddha. And what they do to the end of their lives, when they are, when we, many people in the West, they retire, what do? They start to make their way from their home towards the temple in Lhasa, towards the Potala Temple. And what way do they travel? They don't travel with their horses. They don't travel with cars. They don't even walk. They take one step like this, and then they kneel down, and they go on their faces, and they pray. And then they stand up again, and they take one step. And they may travel like this hundreds of miles. And their only hope is that when I reach to the front, the presence of the temple, so that I can see the temple, that that would be my last step. And I will die. then I'm a successful follower of Buddha. So everywhere along the highways in Tibet, you see people doing this. 1 foot at a time, ground on their faces, all the dirt of passing by cars and buses will be on the face. It may be raining, it will be snowing. They just pray and they take one step at a time. Their religion is squeezing out all life from them. And I'm 100% sure that the heart of Jesus is bleeding. Look at these people. Why nobody has gone and share about me? They don't know that their sins already been forgiven. They don't know anything about me. I'm the savior of the whole world, including the Buddhist world. Why there's nobody going and sharing the gospel to them? I'm sharing one story, a testimony of a Chinese missionary. This dear sister, I know her very well. She has been in the ministry since she was about 12 years old. And we have big numbers of very powerful ministers of the world in China who are women. Now, I don't know how this fit to this audience, but I have to be honest, more than 70% of our Bible teachers and our evangelists are women in China. For that simple reason, that most of the men during the past years of atheist communistist regime, they were always looking, what are the men doing? And it was very difficult for the men to travel anywhere in China. But the women who were unmarried, they were able to go everywhere and they were preaching the gospel. So this sister was one of those, from age of 12, she has been ministering and leading thousands of people to the Lord Jesus, establishing many, many churches all over the central China. And then somewhere, the time, because China is changing, and it became more and more difficult as a single woman to continue in the ministry. She felt, I have to find a husband. And God led the, she found a husband and they got married. And they settled to the province of Liaoning, which is in one of the Manchurian provinces in northeast of China. And they started to build their life together as a new wed couple in the city of Shenyang. And they were 100% on the fire for Jesus. Lord Jesus, we want to continue to serve you together. The husband was a believer. He was a follower of Jesus. And the wife was this dear sister. After they'd been married just a couple of weeks, and everything was so wonderful, now I'm not alone anymore. She was already almost 30 years old. And she was so happy. Now I'm going to build up my own family and we will continue to serve the Lord here. And it's perfectly legal. It's perfectly all right. Unless God have a special purpose for your lives. Wherever we are and we don't have any special revelation of anything, we just should do the regular thing to share Jesus to people that we are. And she was doing that. But about a few years later, one morning when this sister was praying, and she was honestly praying early in the morning, she heard the voice of Jesus very clearly. Sister, I need you in Lhasa, Tibet. Go to Lhasa, Tibet. And that was the last thing she wanted to hear. And she said, Lord, here I am. send somebody else.
Lord, I'm just married. We are supposed to build a family together. I cannot go to Tibet. And she shake her head, and she just prayed, and then she was a whole day she was thinking about this. Next morning, she was praying again and meditating before the Lord. And even stronger, she heard the same voice. Sister, I need you in Tibet. I have a mission for you in Tibet. And she was totally confused. Lord, we are here in Shenyang. We are going to work for you. We are from morning to evening. We are going to share to everybody. We are going to establish the biggest church in China for you here. But Lord, no, don't force me to go to Tibet. Next morning, she started to pray again. And she knew what is coming. She hardly kneeled down before the Lord. Sister, what's wrong with you? I told you I need you in Tibet. Go to Tibet. Then she found a solution. She said, Lord, what about this morning? I will tell about this to my husband. And I tell her, Lord want us to go to Tibet. And if he agrees, Lord, we will go together. And everything is solved. And she looked up and said, Lord, is this okay? And she kind of felt that this should be okay. Hearing nothing from the Lord. So next same morning, she prepared a good Chinese breakfast for her husband and said, honey, I have good news for you. The Lord spoke to me. He's been speaking to me already three mornings. And Lord want us to go to Tibet. And her husband was in a state of shock. Woman, what are you talking about? Have you lost your mind? Have you ever read the newspapers? Haven't you heard the news? What are they doing to Chinese? If Chinese walk on the streets in Lhasa, they will kill you. Have you heard what has been happening? The uprising, tens of Chinese being stoned to death in Tibet. And now you are saying that God wants us to go there. Over my dead body. I am not going to go. The Lord has not said anything to me. I will stay here. And he was so upset. And he was almost ready to give up the marriage. He said, you are crazy. We are not going to have. You think we are supposed to build our family and serve the Lord here? What in the world do we do in Tibet? No, we are. My family is not going to go to Tibet. And the Lord, sister was looking up. Jesus, did you hear that? It didn't work. Next morning, she went to prayer again, very, very happily. And she started to praise the Lord for solution to the problem. And the Lord listened to everything she had to say. And then the Lord said, sister, nothing is changed. I need you in Tibet. And finally, after 3 weeks of a reminder, and this really tells me that God is extremely patient with us. So don't think that I was running so fast and Jesus spoke, so I didn't catch it. He will catch you. I guarantee he will catch you. So finally, this sister, she decided, there is no way. I have to be obedient. If I want to keep God's anointing upon my life, if I want to make any difference for God's kingdom, I have to go. So one morning, very early, she wrote a letter to her husband who was still sleeping.
and said, my dear husband, I love you so much, and I would rather stay here with you than anywhere else, but Jesus is compelling me. I have to go to Tibet. I don't know what is going to be my mission there, but I promise I will pray, I will fast, I will work hard, so as soon as possible, my mission is finished, I will come back to you. And I pray that you are still waiting for me when I come back. And she took an early bus, and she started to travel from Shenyang towards Lhasa, Tibet. It took about 2 weeks for her to arrive to Lhasa, Tibet. And I don't think there has ever been more motivated missionary in any location than this woman was. Because she absolutely wanted to know immediately, God, what is the mission? What do you want to do through me here so that I can return back home as soon as possible? So every day she was walking on the main streets of Lhasa, Tibet. And she was praying, she was interceding, and she was fighting a good fight. And she was asking, Jesus, what is my mission? And one day, she saw a pile of old carpets, rugs, and gilts. And there was obviously a person sitting inside, invisible. The only thing that was visible was a hand that came out from inside that pile. And obviously somebody was begging something. And as the people passed by, and the Buddhist people, they give always some help if somebody is begging. So that every time somebody put the money here, the hand disappeared. And then after a little while, it came back empty. And this sister, she was passing by. And as she had passed about this far from the pile, she heard the voice of the Holy Spirit saying to her very firmly, go back and hug the person who is inside that pile. And she said, Lord, I don't even know if it's a man or woman. I don't know what's the problem. Obviously, that person wants to be undercover. So, Lord, I pray for that pile right here, powerfully. I bless them in the name of Jesus. And the Lord said to him, no, go there, kneel down, and hug the person inside. So she went there. She removed the top of the pile. And she saw the face of a young Tibetan woman, which has totally been destroyed by leprosy. She could see the bones on her face, and the only part of her body that was not affected by leprosy was that one hand that came out. 4 years earlier, this young woman who had been living far away up on Himalaya in her home village, it was discovered that she got the first white spot of leprosy. And within 4 years, the leprosy has eaten her flesh into the bone in different parts of her body. And in China, you become an outcast immediately. And that separation is much tougher than it was you to leave the Amish church. You are totally disgrace to everybody. Nobody want to have anything to do. And for 4 years, during the nighttime, this woman had been moving closer and closer to Lhasa, Tibet. Because she knew the only place where I can survive if I'm able to be in the street corner and beg and not anybody to know who is inside that pile. And when this sister, she had to kind of make a decision. And unless you are there, if I would bring it closer to you. It's as difficult to hug a person with full-blown leprosy as it would be you to go and hug somebody who is in the hospital and has a full-blown AIDS. It's as difficult. But this sister, she heard, Jesus said, this woman is your mission. This is why I sent you to Lhasa, Tibet. Now, hug her and then bring her to your house. She had rented a little tiny room, and that's where she was living. And the Lord said, tonight, when it's dark, bring her to your house and take care of her and pray with her and take oil and put on her body and pray for her every day. This is your mission. And she was very, very caring and passionate. She poured out her life, everything, to this woman. In the beginning, this Tibetan lady, young girl, she had never heard a kind word coming from any Chinese. She hated Chinese. The Tibetan people, they think all the misery of their life is coming from Chinese. It was so much hatred in her heart. But then she started to recognize and experience this Chinese woman is totally different to any other Chinese I ever have met in my life. She is all the time in tears when she is taking care of me. She is feeding me, and she is just so good to me. And little by little, the love of Jesus Christ that was flowing out from this missionary woman, it started to affect the heart of this woman who was completely sick in leprosy. About 3-4 weeks later, after this sister has been praying, laying hands, praying, every time she was touching her body and putting on that oil and things that were needed and washing away the rotten flesh from her body, she prayed, Jesus, touch this woman, heal her for your glory, have mercy upon this woman. But she did that silently, not shouting to her in any way, just serving that woman, but silently in her spirit, calling upon the name, upon name of Jesus. About 3-4 weeks later, early one morning, the missionary was waking up by a screaming. And this woman, this Tibetan woman, was screaming with fullness of her voice. And she was saying something in Tibetan language. And the missionary did not know a word of Tibetan language. But the woman was just screaming and screaming. And then she stood up from her bed. And to her biggest surprise for the missionary, she recognized that woman has been, during the night, been completely healed by Jesus, and the leprosy is gone. And it was so beautiful. Suddenly, the missionary saw, standing there in front of her eyes, 23 years old, beautiful Tibetan girl, completely restored and having a skin like a little baby. She was so beautiful. And the Tibetan girl said to the missionary, this is all about your Jesus. Your Jesus have healed me. And I want to receive Jesus as my Lord into my life. It was a beautiful moment when the missionary and the healed Tibetan girl, they kneeled down and she became a disciple of Jesus Christ. The very same day, They did not delay the departure even one day. They decided, let's make a way back to her home village. And let's let everybody know what is happening when Jesus come into a person's life. So it was a wonderful afternoon after they'd been traveling more than 4 hours on the bus. And they arrived to the mountain road. I started to walk towards that mountain village up in the mountains. And as they came closer to the village, people started to come out from their houses because they all recognized that Tibetan girl who is coming back towards the village. That is the same girl we cast out from this village 4 years ago. And they only shouted one word, who did this? Who did this? Why, how is it possible you don't have leprosy anymore? Who did this? Who did this? And the girl and the missionary said, they gave all glory to Jesus. It was Jesus, the Son of Living God. And that very same afternoon, 22 people received Lord Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Amen. God is building His church even up in the Himalaya mountains. And today, we have even former Buddhist temples in the Himalaya, where all the monks has become disciples of Jesus Christ. They still stay and live in the monastery, and they still study, but they don't study the writings of Buddha anymore. They study the living Word of God. The house of Buddha is changing for the glory of God. But many hundreds, many thousands of villages are still looking for Jesus and needs messengers like you and I to go and bring the gospel to them and to go and bring the gospel, as we said, all the way back to Jerusalem. And now it's my joy to invite Brother Yun, my blood brother, to come and share the word with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus has already risen from dead. And now, once again, let's exercise. Stand up and say to one another in Chinese, Yesu Aini. Jesus loves you.
Yesu Aini. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And please be seated in peace.
不要怕，耶稣爱你，他已经从死里复活了。
Don't be afraid. Jesus has already resurrected from dead.
不要让你的过去掌控你生命中的未来。
And don't allow your past to hinder you for this great future that you have in Jesus Christ.
不管你的过去是失败。 还是是得胜了，是软弱了，灰心沮丧了。耶稣从死里复活的大能能改变一切。
And it doesn't matter if in the past you have been successful or you have been in total failure. It doesn't matter because the resurrection power of Jesus Christ will give you a new tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen.
我非常希望这位神的仆人刚刚给我们读的一段经文呢，我们。 胜过这个仇敌的控告是靠着羔羊的宝血，或我们口里所见证神的道。
If there's any passage in the Bible that I love, it would be one of these the brothers were referring. They have overcome through the blood of the Lamb. That is the most precious Bible verse for me myself.
Amen.
Amen.
有多少人和我一样的相信？
Do you still continue? Do you still continue to believe that Bible is living Word of God and it's able to change us?
Amen. Amen.
So let's stand up together and read the Word of God. And let's read from the Gospel of John, and let's go to the chapter 21, the last chapter. And it's Gospel of John, chapter 21 and verse 1 to 7. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and the two other disciples were together. "I am going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "Well, we'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." And when they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of the fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. Amen.
Amen. 我们一起坐下。
Let's be seated in peace.
不要让我们的过去掌控我们的未来。
It's very important not to allow your past failures to hinder you today.
你和我和师徒们一样，都有过失败、软弱的时候。
Now, there's something similar with all of us. You, I, and the disciples of Jesus. We all have let Jesus down in our lives. We all have failed in the past.
但是你不要忘记，你爱神是因着神先爱了你。But
remember, the reason why you believe in Jesus and love Jesus is not because you came up to that yourself. It was because the great love of God made you love Jesus.
无论你多么的软弱，你今天来在这里有一个科目。
How weak you are, how big failure you are, if you have a desire to receive more of Jesus, you are at the right place today.
当神一开始向你显现的时候，你一切都会改变。
When the Lord appears to you, everything will be changed.
有一天早上，我们知道彼得他跟随主一段时间了以后，什么都知道，失败了。到最后一天，他放弃了他的呼召去打鱼的时候。And
we know that the background of this story was that Peter had really failed Jesus. He had denied Jesus, and he had already totally given up. "I do not qualify to be called his disciples, because I was the most vocal to deny Jesus." And then he decided, "I better return to my old trade, and I go back fishing."
当他达不到与神像的显现的一刹那说，小子们，你们有吃力吗？
And he failed big time. And early in the morning, Jesus said, "Friends, do you have something to eat? Do you got any fish?"
我是在告诉各位，如果神开始对你说话的时候，一切都会改变的。Now,
the good thing was that Jesus was speaking to Simon Peter. Because whenever Jesus starts to speak to somebody, his words carries the power of transformation and change for our lives.
他诚实地说：“我们没有吃力。”耶稣说：“你现在向右边，船的右边下网。”
And the disciples were honest. "We haven't gotten one fish." And Jesus' solution was so unbelievable. He just said, "You throw the net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you get some."
我们知道这一网下去的时候是人拉不动了。And
when they obeyed the voice coming from the shore, and they throw the net, it was so packed with fish that they hardly were able to pull it up into the boat.
我来到这里的时候，我的祷告是渴望能够，我们的心有一个目标，渴望就是神怎样向我们显现，对我们讲话。
I have had all these days. I have been among you, brothers and sisters. I've been praying, Lord, continue to speak to us, continue to challenge and change us.
当他们上岸的时候。没有想到，昨天我在讲小孩子给我们预备饼和鱼。其实主耶稣自己已经把饼和鱼已经预备好了。
Now yesterday I was talking about the 5 bread and 2 fishes. They were the lunch for that one boy, and how Jesus took that and blessed. Now here it's amazing. At the same time as Jesus was asking the disciples, "Do you have any fish?" And they came with the fish that they have, they got after Jesus commanded them to go and throw the net. And they were surprised because there were fish and there were bread on the fire already.
耶稣不但他要给我们预备，而且他要我们来给他一起参与这个神迹。
And this really tells us the reality of kingdom of God. It's not only Jesus doing something. He wants us to be his partners, his co-workers, that we will, whatever we got, we will bring to the same fire, and it will be mixed with that what Jesus is already providing.
他告诉门徒说，你们把你们自己打出来的鱼拿一条，不要吃过去我预备的，现在自己新选的。
And Jesus said, bring in some fresh fish, and put them on the fire together with these fishes I have already prepared for you.
I think 大家很熟悉。
I know you know the story.
约翰在查鱼的时候，哇，153条大鱼网没有破。
And the Bible tells because one of the disciples counted this big fish, and he said there were 153 of them.
有多少人渴望你在新的一年里面有一个开始，就是一百。
Now I have a question to you. How many of you would be happy if today God start to do special things in your life and you will get the catch of your life? You will get 153 big fishes for God. Amen.
我鱼虽然多，网不会破。
And the good news was, it doesn't matter that there were so many fishes, but the net did not break.
有人可能是不是你在讲什么成功啊？我要带到什么东西？不，有很多人成功了，他跟神之间的关系破了。
And now you are thinking, oh, now Brother Yun is giving us a key to a success. That whatever we do, it's always going to be the full catch, and it's no broken net. There are so many people who are so successful in kingdom of God, but they don't have that anymore, that relationship with Jesus. And that's I'm going to talk about.
我在美国不少的地方服侍，我看见有很多人很成功，他们的儿女不像你们一样排到这里，一直听到几个小时。
I have met so many successful servants of the God, and they are successful in the ministry, but their children, all of them, have turned their back to God, and they are not following God anymore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我个人有一个生命中的见证，也是在我最绝望的时候。
I have a personal testimony, and most of my testimonies, the most powerful ones, they start always when I'm at the lowest point of my life, and everything is gone. Everything is just complete mess.
我第一次在坐监的时候，我在监狱的时候，我的儿子出生了。
When I was first time in prison in 1980s, and during my first year in the prison, my son Isaac was born.
我第一次在监牢里面因着福音的缘故有4年。
They had sent me for lifetime imprisonment, but suddenly, 4 years later, they changed that and they released me after 4 years in the prison.
刚刚有2年在监外执行的时候还没有过的时候，又被抓进监牢里面又个3年。
And then I was able to continue to preach the gospel for less than 2 years, And then they capture me again. And they throw me to the prison.
那时候被关进了监牢的时候，那个整个那个警察就对我有一个约法三章，有很多的要求，你不可以这样。首先，你不能够讲耶稣的名字。
Because according to the authorities, I was an unrepenting criminal. I have repeated the same crime I have been in the prison previously. So they had so many conditions, so many rules. You are not able, you cannot do this, that, and that. And it was very firm.
我必须要在那个纸上签字，不管任何人问你为什么来，你不能够回答你是因着耶稣来的。
One of the first things they said, if any other prisoner asks you in the prison, what is your crime? Why are you here? They said, I have to sign a paper saying, I am not going to tell them that I'm here for the sake name of the Jesus.
如果你如果提到耶稣这个字的话了，那就是要戴手铐、戴脚镣，关到黑房子里面去。
And they said to me, if you even say one time the name Jesus in the prison,immediately we will handcuff you and we will put chains in your legs and we throw it into the cellar to that very low cell.
那个时候我的
solitary cell.
那个时候我的祷告就说主啊我渴慕你的显现有一句话就够了。
And I that was a great challenge to me. So I started to pray, Lord,I really expect you to interfere. I really need you to come to my misery.
不管我多么的亏欠你，尽管我像彼得一样的亏欠你，你怎样爱彼得，像门徒的
先前你向我显现。 And I was thinking about that. If Jesus had so much compassion towards Peter that he was able, he came and met with Peter and changed his life. Lord, have same mercy upon you, upon me, Lord. Come to me.I need you. This is going to be most difficult time in my life.
我前天晚上已经告诉各位，神对我的呼召是要传福音，为耶稣做见证的。可是不让我讲耶稣，那我感受到关到监牢里面这种痛苦是何等的。
And you have to understand that the calling upon my life was to go and witness about Jesus and preach about Jesus.And now that they forbid me even mention the name of Jesus, that was a great pain on me.
他们不让讲耶稣的原因就是，正如昨天晚上我告诉各位，因为第二次坐到监牢里，我没有惧怕，因为在监牢里，我都大胆地来见证耶稣，整个监牢就开始震动了。
And the reason why they were so tough towards me was because they had heard the rumors what happened in the previous prison when I became so bold and I led all the prisoners to be followers of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
可是神的意念高过人的意念，神的路高过人的路。
And you have to understand that no matter how tough our circumstances are, the ways of the Lord are so much higher to our ways, and His thoughts are so much higher. He has always His good purpose for our lives.
这个监牢里面只有八百人，可是里大家都很好奇，到底这个人是为什么犯罪到这里来的？
Again in this prison, there were about 800 prisoners, and they were looking at me, and they somehow they figure out that I'm really happy, I'm really peaceful, I'm totally different to everybody else. And I said, why have they captured? Why is this man in this prison?
Because this 在监狱的人呢，每一天就是要讲他们的过去。啊，我们的爸爸妈妈是谁？我们是做什么？做过什么
？And of course, the prisoners, they every day they were talking, they missed so much their life, their families, and their parents. So they were in tears. They were telling stories about their lives.
那时间久了，就大家都开始说，哇，天上人，你的爸爸妈妈是做什么的
？And one day they came to me and they said, What who are your father and mother? What did they do?
他说我们的爸爸妈妈。那你告诉我，你过去做什么的
？And they said, what have you been doing in the past? You have to tell us something. You haven't told anything about yourself.
突然间，我发现这些监牢里面有各样害病的人。
And I had already recognized that these there were so many sickness in their bodies. Everybody had some sickness in that prison.
那时候有没有什么医疗设备？
And the government, of course, the government did not care about that. There were no medicine available for them to help them.
我就突然间想到，耶稣来就是要走进人的苦难，走进人的病痛，走进人的孤单和。
And suddenly I remember that when Jesus was walking on this earth, he always entered into people's suffering, into their sicknesses, and he started to set them free through his.
圣经不是告诉我们说信的人有神迹随住吗？又不是。
And the Lord reminded to me that these are the signs that will follow those who believe. He did not say those who are able to speak. It is follow those who believe.
他们的问题就是你的爸爸是做什么？你爸爸妈妈是做什么
？So they were pushing me. What is your father's occupation? What is he doing? What is your mother doing?
我说我的爸爸是医生。
And I said, my father is the doctor above all the doctors.
Hallelujah.
And when they heard that my father is the best doctor in the world, and all these sick criminals, they started, prisoners, they came to me, and they were begging me to help.
中国有一种话语叫祖传迷风啊，那你父母有没有？祖传风是传儿子，有没有把一种
？In China, there's a saying
能够治病的方法告诉你
that you have a good tree.And the honey can be found on that tree because if you are a son of a good tree, you can do the same thing as the tree is doing.
那我们这有病没有药，这能不能够治病？我说治病不一定都要吃药。
And they said to me, you are a son of a good doctor. Is there any healing, any help? We don't have any medicine, but is there any help for us? I said.Anyone can be healed without medicine. It's possible.
当我一提到我父亲是医生的时候，哇，很多人就开始有病人来找我，就是来求求你来帮个忙吧。我这是出不来去呀，我这身上疼啊。
They started to come. They were lining into my cell, and they had breathing problems, and they had ache, they had pain here and there, and they say, "Well, would you mind to help us? Help us? This is so horrible."
因为中国人呢，很相信那种气功啊，还有那个针灸啊。
As you know, the Chinese they love this pressure massage, qi gong, and all. They believe everything is released when there is an expert doing that.
或者给人按摩的鼻子要手要按到上面。
And also to receive a massage. And the good thing about massage, you get access to the people. You can lay your hands on the people when you give them massage.
可是我的问题是他不能够叫奉耶稣的名来祷告。
My biggest problem, because everything else was ready, and I was ready to move, but they have forbidden me to do that in the name of Jesus.
弟兄说讲的是很对的。弟兄胜过他是借着羔羊的血和我们说见证的道，可是他不让你讲道啊。
But you know, it was so good if I would only been able to release those powerful words in the name of Jesus through the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. It would be all okay, and I would be perfectly operated.
那是圣灵就放在我里头有四个字叫哈利路亚。
And that was the moment when the Holy Spirit reminded me about another word, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. These two words. Amen. Hallelujah.
那个经他没有，他只说不要讲耶稣，他没有说不要讲哈利路亚，讲阿门。
They forgot to forbid me to say and sign the paper not to say Hallelujah, Amen. They only said don't say the name of Jesus.
那我就开始给他们按手的时候，我说我给你们按的时候来捏的时候，如果痛的时候，你都给我哈哈哈，都是哈什么？我说哈利路亚。
And I said, when I start to give you massage and it start to hurt, you just release your words, said, ha ha hallelujah,
hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
亚。
阿门。
阿门。
哈利路亚。
阿门。哈利路亚。
因为哈是要把哈出来，我说路亚，亚是亚。
And I explain what these words mean, and they totally believed, and they started to repeat.
我说按照属父的时候，你都跟着我来讲，啊啊阿门。
And when it feels very good, and you feel your blood is running, and it's very pleasant, you said, ah ah amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
很奇妙的事情，就这一句话。
These two words released wonderful happening.
整个神迹在所有我为人祷告的人身上开始发生。
And every person I lay my hands on, and I started to repeat with them these two words, God's power came upon them, and they were instantly healed in the name of Jesus.
我没有 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我没有告诉他们我是传道人。
I did not say a word that I'm actually an undercover preacher.
我也没有跟他们来讲，就是单单就这一句话。
I just told them these two words.
那个时候名字整个传开了，犯人开始把问题都传到那个警察那里。
And you know, I became quite famous in the prison. And the other prisoners, they sent a message to the warden and to the leadership of the prison. What is happening when I am massaging people?
开始警察来找我说，我听说你的爸爸是医生，你有一种太医的奇异的功能，可以为人那个治病啊。
And suddenly, the policeman and the warden and the director, they come to me and they said, "We have heard that your father is very, very famous doctor, and as you have been giving this qi gong pressure massage to people, they are completely healed."
你能不能帮我这个忙？我说没有问题，你这个很简单的。
And this warden.They said to me, "Would you mind to massage me? I have so much pain in my body." And I said, "Yes, this is very simple."
你都配合我，哈哈，哈利路，哈
利路。As I give you some pain, you start to say, "Ha ha, hallelujah."
Amen.
Amen.
很奇妙，我就开始来做的时候，那个警察就一个一个的，警察他得到医治的时候，很多的警察都来找我。
And when the policeman and the warden started to be healed by shouting hallelujah and amen, everybody wanted to come to me in the prison.
神的同在很重要。
It's so important that we have God's presence upon our lives.
我昨天晚上告诉各位，我们需要神荣耀的同在。
That's why I was emphasizing last night. We need that glorious presence of kingdom of God upon us every day.
有神的同在，神的启示随住你的时候，他会找你的。经常突然间来找你的。
When you have God's presence in you, you don't need to go look for people. People are looking for you.
那原本的在那个监牢里面那个活是很重的，很苦的。都经常说，我现在开始做出一个决定，我们要把你送到教育科里面去，你要负责来教育犯人。
And when God started to do these miracles, the leadership of the prison, they make a decision. We are going to transfer you to the meeting hall. Of the prison, and that's going to be your office, and people can come to you, and you will serve them there.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
我在那里就开始能够有机会祷告，来亲近神，来读圣经。
And I was so released because I got this big room all alone, and I was able to concentrate in my prayer to Lord because there were nobody else except when I allowed them to come to be healed.
因为我原来没有读过什么书啊，因为叫我搞教育的时候，中国呢还没有现在那个 computer 啊是什么，没有那么先进的，我必须用手啊来开些那个字啊。
And as I was supposed to be the teacher. To all the others, there was a library there. And I was able to study different subjects.
我就是每一个月要帮助为人类出报纸来整理这个报纸，我就要把耶稣的福音放在里面。
And then they, I was the one who delivers. Occasionally, we get some newspapers to the prison, and when I was delivering them to these prisoners to read inside, I just wrote.Few words of the gospel into the newspaper and send them to them because they had not denied me to write anything.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这是我的权限，他让我每一天来放广播的时候，我都要想办法要把一些福音的歌要短短的放上一点。
And I also was the one who was controlling the loudspeakers of the prison.Where the music would go, and occasionally I just step in and I sang a song, a short song, into the loudspeaker from the Word of God without mentioning name of Jesus.
很奇妙，一天突然之间，这个监察里面的三个科的一个科长，他们就带着一个医生到那个监狱的门口要叫我。
One day, a delegation, the leadership of the prison, three men.They came to me, and together they had a doctor. And I was shocked. They came to me into my room.
我认为可能是不是我放这个福音歌的时候被他们听到了，现在来找我麻烦。
And I was sure that somebody has figured out that those personal singings that I have had, they have actually been scripture songs.
我非常惧怕的，赶快都跑下去。我说到，然后。
And I rushed to the recording, the equipment, and I closed it immediately because I thought it has to do with the song that was going on.
然后警察就说：“这是你们这个监狱里面的医生，今天要找你有事，要你来。”
And but the three warden they said to me, "This man, he is the chief doctor of the prison hospital, and he has something important to tell you."
我想麻烦了，可能我没有拿这个执照来为人看病，可能现在
找我麻烦了。And immediately I was thinking, now this is not good news. He may have heard that there's a competition between him and myself, and I have no license to perform any kind of medical services.
我万万没有想到，竟然哈利路亚这个名字啊，阿门哈利路亚，他们都整个监牢传开了。这个警察把我的问题告诉给医生说，这个里面的犯人中间有一个人有奇异功能可以看病。
I could hardly believe what he said to me. He said, "This warden have told me."That when you are giving this massage and people are shouting these two words, they are immediately released from their sicknesses.
So, 原来是警察让我来帮忙。他的父亲得到一个脑偏瘫，他不能够动的。
And then this man he shared his problem. He said, "My old father, who also was a doctor, he had a stroke in his brain."And he had been bleeding, and now he is paralyzed at home.
医生说你不要怕，我今天是要找你，不是找你麻烦，是要找你帮忙的。我的父亲有了问题。
And the doctor saw that I was so frightened, and he said, "Don't be afraid. This is good news. I have come to ask you to help and to come to massage my father."
我们一家都是医生，但是我们没有办法。听说你
能治这个病。He said, "We whole family, we are all doctors, but none of us have been able to help my father. He is paralyzed and he's laying on his bed and he cannot move."
他立刻在警察面前给我留下一个许下一个愿，说如果我的父亲好了以后，我一定会提前释放你。可是从今天开始，你就不再是犯人的生活，你就可以在那个厨房里面吃饭。
And then he said, "If you are able to help my father, I promise you that your time in the prison will be reduced, and you will be set free earlier. And also, as thank you to you, I will give you opportunity. You can come to our dining room to eat together with us."
那我必须在警察面前，在医生面前告诉我的真情。我说我不懂气功，我也不是气功。 我只为着福音的缘故关到这里，我是个传道人，我是奉耶稣的名为他们祷告。
And I have to tell this foreman the truth. I said, I know nothing about Qigong. I know nothing about massage. I'm a preacher, and I've been laying my hands on the people, and I've been praying for them in the name of Jesus.
可是这个医生竟然介入，他没有问题。
But the doctor said to me, it's not the problem how you do it.
你先到我家里来尝试一下就可以了。
Come to my home and just do it there.
以后你哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
那我来到他家里的时候，他派了一个监察还看着我，怕我跑掉了。我说你放心，我是有信仰的人，我不会随便离开的。
And when they started to transfer me to the home of this doctor, his wonderful home,The three warden, they absolutely wanted to join, and they said, "We have to see that you don't escape." And I said, "I'm a believer of Jesus Christ. I am not going to run anywhere except if the Lord asks me to go."
我哪知道到他家里的时候，这个医生啊，把他屋子里面摆了很多的水果，很好吃的东西，在那里要招待我的。
When I came to the home of this doctor.I saw that he had already prepared. I saw that table. I saw so many kind of fruit and anything good to eat. The whole table was overloaded, and he just invited me to come and eat.
可是去之前，我告诉另外一个在监牢里和我同坐监的弟兄的时候，我说。我现在要去给医生家里为他父亲祷告。他说不要怕，你大胆的，我们从今天开始禁食祷告三天。
And I totally regret what had happened few hours earlier, because when I knew that they're going to bring me to his house, I told a couple of other brothers in the prison. I said, now I have to go and pray for that sick man in the name of. Would you mind to pray with me? And the brother said, let's make a deal. You go and we will pray. We will all now fast and pray. We don't eat anything. So I joined that pact, and now I came to all that food, and I completely regret it.
同伴很重要啊
It's important that whatever you do it together. Do not do that alone. Look that there are people joining you.
神祈许我让我在监牢里面也有同伴。
I'm so happy because Lord has encouraged me that I always had a group of people around me, believers of Jesus Christ. And if they were not, I just make them to believers. So I got some fellowship with them.
Hallelujah.所以我已经答应我们要禁食祷告三天的，可是医生摆那的水果，我真正看出，我已经答应过了，我没有办法。
And I had the temptation of my life, because and I saw all that fruit. I didn't know that them even existed in China, and I was not able to eat because of the pact I did with the brothers.
我都告诉医生，告诉警察，我说你们心里不要难过，我现在必须告诉你们。我在上帝的面前许下有个愿，为了你的父亲得到医治，我禁食祷告，我也不吃你们的饭，也不喝你们的水，也不吃水果。
And I have to be honest. I told to this doctor, and he was totally amazed. I said, be able to be instrument for God to touch your father, I have decided not to eat and not to drink anything. Don't be sad about this. It's all.For the sake of your father.
那医生跟警察走了，他暗示他的妈妈、爸爸说：“我们走了，他都会吃了。他是怕我们没有问题。”
And the policemen who were there and the son who was there, they were thinking that, oh, he's just afraid that he because we are here, so that we will go and afterward. And he said to his mother, "I'm sure he will eat after we depart."
可是他走着，他妈妈说：“你吃。”我说：“不，你们相信这个世界真的有一位上帝吗？”我就开始给他做见证。我说：“这个病很简单呐、啊，我的父亲是癌症。”
And after the son and the policeman has left the room, and the mother, she wanted me to eat, and I said, "I'm not eating right now." And then I started to share gospel to them. I asked this old woman, I said, "Do you believe that God exists?"
哇，老人家就开始说，我们相信 只要我们好，我们相信。我说不是好了相信，你们现在先相信神的意志是随着信的人。
I said that to bring solve your problem is very simple, but do you believe in God? And they both, the husband and the wife, the older couple, they said, if he heals us, we believe. And I said to them, no, the order is wrong. You have to first believe, and then you will see.
不是，如果他能救你的时候，他能医治你的时候，你就信了。乃是说，因着你若能信，他才能够救你。
And I said the order is like you first believe, and as you believe, you will see what he's able to do, and he will heal you.
很奇妙，就在那个关键的时候，他们跟我在一起做祷告。
And when I asked them to join a prayer of sinners.Together, they join me in that prayer, and they accepted Lord Jesus.
我就用哈利路亚阿门，就是让他们跟我一起祷告的时候。
And then I started to release the hallelujah and amen from his body.
我说这个就已经简单，这个就已经开始进入了，很简单的。
And I just told them now the power of God and His kingdom has access to your body, and I have squeezed in that power into your body.
你们今天呢，你就一个人试读就这样，哈利路亚，阿门，哈利路亚，阿门。
And I said after I go back to the prison to myself, you continue to repeat these two words, hallelujah, amen.
我们那一天回到家里的时候，在那个回到那个监号的时候，就开始晚上进食祷告。那个夜晚
，When I went back to the cell, I still did not eat anything. Together with brothers, we were fasting and praying the whole night and asking God to hit with His power that ailing brother at home.
有多少人相信祷告
？How many of you believe that there is power in prayer?阿门。
圣经，阿门。圣经说，两个人只要同心合意祷告，在地上捆绑，在天上捆绑。
If there are two or three gathered in His name and they pray in My name, that everything they release will be released in heaven. Everything they bind will be bind in heaven.
我们的祷告是神要亲自向他显现。
And of course, our prayer that night was that God will appear to this man who was paralyzed and laying in his bed.
感谢神，第二天。早上四点，差不多四点多的时候，竟然那个老先生啊，竟然他都感觉到有人在拍他。
And 4 o'clock next morning, when this old man was on his bed, he suddenly felt that somebody hit him with a hand on his back.
那他一睁开眼睛里，他的身体开始松了，他能够坐起来了。
And he opened his eyes and said, "Who hit me?"And the power of God started to work in his body, and he started to be able to move in the bed.
医生的妈妈就来扶这个老人家的时候，他一扶他的时候，他不但是能够坐起来，开始扶住他的时候，能够扶住他从那个床上下来了。这是他从来没有发生过的。
And his wife woke up, and to her biggest surprise, he saw the paralyzed man to sit by his bed and then stand up and start to walk.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
That is the glory of God.
老人家就赶快早上赶快预备到这样的东西那样的东西预备好包饺子的又是摊油饼的就是说找他的女儿是个医生是个院长他说这个人太是神了呀你父亲能够起来呀这个人比你们的医生都有用啊。
And his wife was so excited. She started immediately to make dumplings and noodles and all kind of food. And she said to her daughter, who also was a doctor, he said, this man who was here last night, he is greater than any doctor, any one of you doctors.
人家没有吃我们的饭，没有喝我们的水。他都叫了女儿啊我们都是人啊你要请他今天早上我已经做好了赶快请人家来吃饭啊
And she commanded her daughter, you have to go to the prison, you have to get that man here so he can eat with us. We are so thankful what has happened.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
神的名带到了荣耀老人家每一天拄一个棍子跟他来回跟他走啊 说咋好了就这样哈利路亚阿们
And from that day on, this old man was every day walking from his house on the street towards the prison and back, and he was just shouting, Hallelujah, Amen, Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
还是监狱长就是来找你了，监狱长来找我的医生，这个人可以，真的会治病吗？
And this was really shocking to the leadership of the prison and to that prison doctor. And it looks like this man is real. He really is able to heal people.
医生说也很奇妙。你说我的父亲从前跟着躺着，我们都没有办法。他现在会起床了，哪一个鬼
子都走来跑来跑去。And the doctor gave a testimony to the prison leadership. My father was paralyzed by the stroke in his bed, and after he treated him, my father is now walking. This is a miracle.
监狱长就告诉医院说：“这样吧，我们大家签字，干脆。”要给他戴上手铐，叫他到正规的医院里面那个去学一学，然后帮助我们监狱治病。
And they did an amazing decision. They decided that they are going to send me I still have to have the handcuffs in my hands, and in a police car, they brought me to number one massage institute in China, and I became a student there. Every day, I was studying how to massage, and they said, after you graduate, you can come back to the prison, and you are appointed to do this in the prison.
Hallelujah. Amen. 我是拿到这个正规的一个能够会为人治病的一个卡的。
And this became, and I got my first certificate to a trade. I'm totally educated, qigong massage. I have the papers.
我经历了神的话语的真实。
And I understood how truly is the word of God.
你还记得我第一天晚上告诉各位？昨天晚上告诉各位，我在监狱的时候，神告诉我一个应许，说：“孩子，我开的门是没有人能关的。”
You remember yesterday I said that one day when I was on the lowest point of my life, Jesus came and he said, "My son, I am opening a door for you. No man is able to shut."
你受的苦我知道，
I know
但我开的门是没有人能关的。
Suffering, I know all the suffering you are going through right now. But when I open a door for you, no man is able to shut it.
我没有要求竟然警察他们合到一起给我一个通行证。
I could hardly believe the transition. I got so much freedom inside the prison. I could move everywhere. I was one of the doctors in the prison. And I had full access to all the prisoners.
时间久了，连那个警察们也要安排我能够到他们家里。哎呀，你去帮助给我的太太能够安一个，安一个。其实就是叫他们讲耶稣的。
For a ministry opportunity to me, nighttime I was still in a prison, but the daytime the warden they started to bring me to their personal homes, and I was praying, I was massaging their wives and their grandparents, and I was sharing the gospel and visiting, and then for the night I returned back to myself in the prison.
有多少人渴慕主的显现？
How many of you desire have a new meeting with Jesus Christ? Amen.
耶稣说：“有了我的命令又遵守的，那人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。”
Jesus has promised.Those who loved me, I love them, and I'm going to show my beauty to them.
不管你现在是一个在一个什么样的环境。
I don't know what is your personal situation today.
不要让你过去那个不可能来限制你。
Do not allow your past to hinder Jesus to appear to your into your life.
医生可能说你没有希望。
Maybe a real doctor has told you, I cannot help you, I cannot cure you.
环境已经把你判了死刑，说你已经没有指望。
Maybe circumstances in your life has become like you are executed. There's no hope. Nobody can change anything.
耶稣活着，你能面对明天。
No, just because Jesus is alive, you can face tomorrow.
我们一同站起来。
Let us all stand up before the Lord.
耶稣活着，你能面对明天。耶稣活着。不再惧怕，我深知道他掌管明天，生命充满了希望，只因他活着。我要奉耶稣基督的名邀请各位一同举起手来。
I, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to raise up your hands.
我祷告一句，你跟我一起的祷告。
I pray one sentence, and please repeat after me.
从死里复活的耶稣，我们爱你。
Resurrected Lord Jesus, we love you.
Resurrected Lord Jesus, we love you. 感谢你对我们的怜悯。
Thank you for your mercy towards us.
我需要你向我显现。
I need you to appear in my life.
我渴慕听到你的声音。
I desire to hear your voice.
使我知道怀向左怀向右下亡。
So that I may know whether I have to turn left or right.
我愿意经历你的丰盛。
I want to enter into that abundant life with you.
求你恢复我与你的关系。
And restore my relationship with you.
因主耶稣基督的圣名。
I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's give all glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.